Hachette Audio presents Zombie Baby. Written by Darren Chan. Read by Emma Galvin. Then, when zombies rampaged through London on the day that the world fell, Becky Smith ended up trapped in her school. Having been cornered by the brain-hungry beasts, her heart was ripped from her chest and she became one of the living dead. After months of mindless mayhem, she recovered her senses in an underground complex. She found out that there were two types of zombies, revivids and revitalizids. The latter could think and reason the way they had when they were alive, but they had to keep eating brains or they'd become hollow-minded revivids again. The revitalized teenagers in the complex referred to themselves as Zomheads. They were being held prisoner by a group of scientists and soldiers. Bea hated being one of their lab rats and refused to play along with their experiments. To punish her, they stopped feeding her, and she waited for her brain to shut down again. Before Bea regressed, a nightmarish clown, Mr. Dowling, invaded with a team of mutants, attacked the humans, and freed the undead. Bea and another Zomhead, called Rage, managed to escape. Bea wandered the streets of London for a time, surviving on any scraps of brain that she could find in the many corpses littering the ruined city. During her travels, she met an artist, Timothy Jackson, who believed God had given him the task of painting pictures of the zombies so that future generations would have a record of the atrocities. After another run-in with soldiers and the mutants, a broken...